Turning now to some news from the world of sports. The amazing winning streak, the regular season that saw them finish with the best record and top seed in the America East Conference. It all looked so good for the University of Vermont men's basketball team until they stumbled in the conference championship game against UMBC and had to settle for an invite from the NIT tournament rather than the coveted NCAA Big Dance. Now, the Catamounts' fall from grace is complete, ousted in the first round of the National Invitational Tournament by Middle Tennessee State in a 91-64 rout last night in the Volunteer State. UVM fell against a hot-shooting Tennessee squad led by Giddy Potts, who nailed 6 3-pointers and finished with 25 points on the night. The Catamounts got a game-high 18 points from Anthony Lamb, but he scored 14 of those in the first half and was pretty much shut down in the second. The Catamounts finished their season with a record of 27 wins and 8 losses, and 6 seniors have played their last game for UVM, including Drew Urquhart, who finished with 16 points last night and had a spectacular regular season, helping lead the offense after Lamb went down early in the season with a broken foot. But the 2017-18 campaign will be remembered more for its great momentum and a winning streak that included 27 straight wins over conference opponents dating back to last year, but one that ultimately fizzled out in the one big game that mattered most, that conference championship game, followed by a tepid showing in a tournament the Catamounts would prefer not to have been invited to in the first place. Perhaps, though, that will serve as a motivating factor for the returning core of players when they take to Tom Brennan Court next season. And that court was to have been the site of the Final Four in the Division I boys high school basketball playoffs last night, but the snowstorm put the kibosh on that, and all the games were postponed until tonight, and the D1 final has been rescheduled for Saturday afternoon. To the pros, and things looked about as bleak for the Boston Bruins as you can get in the late stages of their game against the Carolina Hurricanes last night, and not just because of the score. The Bruins trailed the Canes 4-1 with just over 10 minutes to go in the third period. But the bigger issue for the Bruins was the loss of defensemen Zdeno Chara and Torrey Krug, who left the game with injuries and did not return, along with forward Jake DeBrusk. The Bruins were already dealing with injuries to key players Patrice Bergeron and Charlie McAvoy, and with Chara and Krug out, they were left with just 4 healthy defensemen to rotate into a game that looked out of reach. But this Bruins team is finding myriad ways to win this year, and somehow they pulled a rabbit out of the hat yet again last night, rallying to score 3 goals in a span of just over 1 minute to tie the game at 4, and they weren't done, adding 2 more for a ridiculous 6-4 comeback win, left the Hurricanes flabbergasted in a game of far greater importance to their playoff hopes than the Bruins, who are firmly ensconced within the playoff bubble. The rally began with a goal by one of those 4 defensemen still left standing last night, Matt Grzelcyk, followed by a David Pastrnak wrist shot just 50 seconds after that, and another by rookie Danton Heinen just 21 seconds later. Pastrnak then put the Bruins ahead for good with a one-timer on the power play with 3.5 to go in the game, and Pasta, as he's known by his friends, completed his first career hat trick by adding an empty netter in the waning seconds. Again, Bruins win 6-4 after trailing 4-1 with 10 minutes to go. The comeback was reminiscent of the Game 7 playoff against the Toronto Maple Leafs in 2013, when Boston also trailed 4-1 with 10 minutes to go and pulled out an eventual overtime victory. That game was far more crucial, of course, and with Boston well positioned for the postseason already this year, the hope is that the injuries to Chara, Krug, and DeBrusk are not too serious, and they can all be rested over the next few weeks if need be, because with the way the Bruins have been playing this surprising season, it seems like their biggest foe is the injury bug rather than any foe they would skate against in a given contest. The Hurricanes, meanwhile, really needed that game. They trail New Jersey by 7 points for the last available wildcard playoff berth with just 12 games left to play. Elsewhere, the Montreal Canadiens snapped their 5-game losing skid with a 4-2 win over the Dallas Stars. Arturi Lehkonen scored twice for Montreal, but the game was marked by an ugly incident in which former teammates Greg Patterin, who now plays with Dallas, and Andrew Shaw collided in what looked like a helmet-to-helmet hit. Shaw was down on the ice when Patterin then chose to add a couple of punches to Shaw's head, and the Montreal forward had to be helped from the ice. He was stunned. Patterin's actions will no doubt be looked at by the league, and he is likely going to face a long and well-deserved suspension. The NFL free agent frenzy is in full swing, and among the biggest signings are former Washington quarterback Kirk Cousins reportedly signing a deal to take over as QB for the Minnesota Vikings after Case Keenum chose to sign with the Denver Broncos. The Green Bay Packers are making a big splash, signing one of the best tight ends in the game in Jimmy Graham and defensive lineman Muhammad Wilkerson. And they're breathing easy in the Big Easy, with future Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees agreeing to re-sign with the New Orleans Saints on a two-year deal. And finally, in the greatest race on earth, the Iditarod Dog Sled Race in Alaska, it looks as though, barring any major weather snafus or changes of fortune, the winner is projected to be Norwegian musher Jor Lifseth Olsen. He's expected to cross the finish line around 8 o'clock this morning, local time. Olsen made history in 2013 when he finished in 7th place in the Iditarod as a rookie, the fastest rookie finish ever in the 1,000-plus mile race, and he may be crowned the champion of the Iditarod this year. We will wait and see.